این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Obviously, there are interpretations handed down from interpreters, and we cannot willfully interpret the Quran. We should take the Quran through revelation and those affiliated to the Quranic revelation. Thank Allah, we are rich in this respect. However, the deviations taken place among the powerful people from beginning to the present time and are being afflicted with, there are the deviations that the gentlemen see in contrast to the Holy Quran invite to discord, separation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he stated that Hajj is the preparation, exercise, and formation of this monotheistic life. Hajj is an arena for demonstration and a mirror of evolution of the spiritual and material capability of the Muslims. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the importance of the Hajj, in which he is talking about the preparation, exercise, and formation of the monotheistic life. What does it mean? It means that when we go to the Hajj, obviously, we are going for a specific days. Over there, we have nothing to do except, for example, in the land of Arafah, we wait. In the land of Mina, people wait. And then, obviously, we walk from a specific place to another place. But there is no other specific things to do other than the daily routine prayers. So what does Hajj actually wants us to do is basically it's a kind of workshop where we prepare ourselves. We show patience in the Hajj.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
In the Hajj one, we show patience to waiting for the next day, for example, or waiting for the other rituals or the things to perform. So all this kind of patience that we show, for example, in the hot weather, in the deserts, how we spend the whole night in the Mina, and the next day how we spend the things. All these things, the exercises, obviously, it is all the exercise and formation for the monotheistic life. In the monotheistic life, when we say we believe in one God, and that one God, he said that whenever you have the ability to go to the Hajj, you need to go there. It depends on your istita'a. If you go there, you need to perform these rituals. So all this shows that we are monotheistic, we are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this submission for this, if we want to prepare ourselves, that is the place of Hajj. And that's why it is also said in the narrations that whoever goes to the Hajj, when he comes back, his sins are written off, his sins are erased. So therefore, the person becomes the way he was just born on the first day. So when we do not have any sins after the Hajj, it is from God. On the other hand, it is our duty to keep that, to save the things that we have achieved during the Hajj, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.